begins to tell. Round midnight, midnight, I do pretty well till after sundown. At supper time, I'm feeling sad, but it really gets bad round midnight.
Hi, this is Steve Rodriguez with ProgressivePulse.com, and I'm very excited today to be talking to singer, recording artist, Mesa. Mesa, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing really good. First of all, congratulations on your new CD, A Woman in Love.
Thank you.
It debuted at number one on Billboard's Contemporary Jazz Charts.
Yeah, that's great.
Exactly. I love the CD, so I just want to put that out there.
Thank
right
you.
Away. Yeah. Well, I want to talk a little bit about your background. I know you were kind of discovered right out of school by Stevie Wonder and joined his group,
yes.
Wonder Love. What was that like working with him?
It was interesting because Stevie is a fun person. He's a jokester, and he likes to play. You know, he's a fun person. So he, when you first sing with Stevie Wonder, I mean, to me, it was very serious, and I wanted to do really well, and it was kind of a nervous time for me because I really wanted to impress him, you know. I know that he's had, you know, hundreds of singers come through Wonder Love, and and when you want to make an impression on somebody, it can wear on you, but he was so cool and so laid back about it that it made it a lot easier.
So great. And one of my favorite bands of all time, you've worked with Incognito.
Yeah.
And Bluey. What was it like working with them? Because you've recorded so many songs with that group.
Oh, yeah. That's my home base. That Incognito is like my birth into the industry, really. And it's always going to be a part of my musical DNA. And Bluey and the guys will always be my family, so we're tight and tight, and we'll continue to be that way. And it was just an awesome experience of growth and musical, you know, magic.
Right. Well, I want to talk definitely about A Woman in Love, your new album. First of all, I think it's a perfect album for Valentine's Day coming up.
Yeah, it is.
So on this album, you really mix jazz standards, but you have new material. I just kind of want to know what that was like, kind of mixing the two styles together.
Yeah, it was kind of, at first I was very, the original concept for the album was an all straight ahead album. And I wasn't quite ready to step into the straight ahead world completely yet, which I may do on the next record. But just, I just want to kind of get my people who have been listening to me for years do R&B and soul with jazz influence. I wanted them to feel comfortable with me going straight ahead. So I kind of did it in a way. So I gave them pretty much what they know me for, and I just tried to bring in the straight ahead in a way in a way that they could enjoy it. You know, because a lot of people listen to soul jazz don't like straight ahead. A lot of people like straight ahead, might not like soul jazz, but I wanted to merge both of them together. And I think, you know, Chris Davis's arrangements and the way he produced the album and the way, you know, I was able to sing the song. I mean, I think we did a great job merging the two because everybody loved the whole record. It was really great.
Yeah, I definitely want to give you major props to you, Chris Davis, and Danny Weiss, executive producer, because I think, you know, it's challenging, I'm sure, to really mix these styles and to do it effectively. But when you listen to it, all 11 tracks, I mean, it really does flow from a classic jazz standard. But one of the, I think, effective things about it is that you really reinterpret a lot of these, like Thelonious Monk's Round Midnight. It's not like you just sang it the way we all are accustomed to hearing it. You really reworked it.
No, thank you. I tried to. That's one of my, you know, I choose to redo a song. I want to, you know, make it modern, make it approachable for people who, you know, like I said, wouldn't normally listen to it. So I'm really glad that it worked out that way. Because that's, I mean, of course, you know, those songs, you know, the Monk song or the, you know, what I've heard Barbra Streisand do, the What Are You Doing the Rest of Your Life. I mean, I grew up listening to Barbra Streisand, and she's one of the all-time great singers. And so when you hear her version and you know how she's a master at that, it was a little bit scary for me to approach it. But I just said, okay, I'm just going to do it my way. And that way, you know, whatever happens, I'm true to myself with it.
Yeah, I was reading somewhere that it said that particular song, What Are You Doing the Rest of Your Life, really kicked your butt. But but I love it. It's such a beautiful version of it.
Thank you.
And then some of the newer songs I really love because I think they all work.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, it's particularly Spend Some Time and the title track, A Woman in Love. Both songs, did you co-write those with Chris Davis?
Yes.
What's it like to work with him on some of the, like, the newer material? Do you guys share the same vibe?
Yeah, you know, he did most of Metamorphosis. And that album, I mean, that's my absolute all-time favorite of all of my music. I mean, A Woman in Love is kind of pushing it, but I love A Woman in Love, but Metamorphosis meant so much to me. And me and Chris Davis wrote most of that record together. So I'm used to writing with him. He's a very much a visionary, you know, and he's also a producer who can, he works so hard with very little budget. He gives of himself more than what he's paid for, you know. His work ethic is on par with mine, you know what I mean? So I think that's what we really click. We really just want to give our best, no matter what the circumstances are, no matter what the budget is. We just try to do the best we can, and so it's easy to write with him because we're both in the same, you know, in the same mindset.
Oh, well, I'm definitely going to revisit Metamorphosis right after this.
Yeah.
Yes. Talk really briefly about some of the musicians because, wow, on, you know, especially songs like Round Midnight and I Put a Spell on You. There's some great musicians on, including Kim Waters, saxophonist.
Yeah.
Talk about the production value on this album.
The production, I mean, first of all, the songs were done with the trio. Most of the songs were done with the trio. The Big Dog is Big Dog. We call him Steve Murder. All these musicians, like bass players and the drummer. I think these are friends of his from Connecticut. So they did a jazz trio. That's what the songs were based on. They did that live first, and then we kind of built around the song. Which really I haven't really had that in quite a while. Had the whole thing where it was, you know, the song was done as a trio first, and then they, you know, built up the song from there. It's a great sound. I love that sound.
Nice, nice. Real quick, you work with Will Downing on the song Love Theory. Are you friends with Will? How did you get to know him?
I'm friends with him. I've been performing with him for years now. We've done... He just recently, in last year, he called me to sing the duet he does with Michelle Pharrell. He asked me to come sing it at his show. We did it one day. I think one of the singers, Bridget Bryant, she couldn't make the show, and so he asked me at the Capitol Jazz Fest, could I please fill in and sing the song with him on stage? And the audience reaction was insane. And so we decided to do more stuff together in the future. And we were writing, me and Chris Davis were writing Love Theory. I said to him, I said, we should do this as a duet. What else thing anything we could get? And he was like, I don't know, we got to get somebody. So we started calling our names. I said, I wonder if Will would do it. He said, yeah, call Will, ask Will if he would do it. So we just called him on the phone, and I said, Will, would you mind doing this duet with me? He said, yeah, just send me the song. And so I sent it to him, and he wrote the rest of the song like within a day.
Wow.
He had written the whole song. It was like amazing. So it's like all those magical moments that happen are... what makes me so happy about being a musician.
Nice, nice. And then, real quick, did you want to do a Michael Jackson tribute? Because I know you record The Lady of My Life. I love that for your version, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. I did, actually, I just like the song. So the song is what I was always going to do. And then, I mean, before he passed away, I was going to do that song on the next record. You know, I've done I Can't Help It before. I just like doing Michael Jackson songs. I just love his music and the Off the Wall album and all of, I mean, that was my favorite album. And then with Thriller and all these, you know, I just feel like, I can't explain it, but I feel like a kinship with him. And I'm sure like a lot of people do, but I just feel something special about his music. And when I re-record it, it's just very magical to me. I really can't explain it to you, but it's just something about it. And to do this song, I mean, I had to rework it lyrically. so it can make sense for me to, you know, whoever I'm singing to. But it's just, I just love the way the writing and the music and the sounds, and it's just a beautiful song. And I was really honored to be able to re-record it. And I hope his family, if they hear it, I hope they hear the respect and love that I have for him inside of that song.
Awesome. Speaking of other people that have inspired you throughout the years, real quick, just a couple notes about some of the artists I'm going to mention. Sarah Vaughan.
Sarah Vaughan was the queen of tone and phrasing. And she will always be my first musical, I would say superhero, because I learned most of my, the way I sound comes from listening to her.
Let's go down the list. Ella
would be definitely because of her precision and the scat precision. I'm still working on that. And I listen to Ella. I try to learn her precision and her scatting. But when I find myself just listening, and I'm not learning anything because I'm so enamored by what she's doing. But that's who I really am working on getting better at that. And I listen to her more and more now. The older I get, because I want to get that precise. I mean, it's like fire on, just on target, scatting that I want to get to. It's like this is my 19th year in the music industry, and for the first time, I feel an anxiety, like a happy anxiety, where the album is getting all 5-star ratings, and that's never happened to me before.
I just want to thank you very much for speaking with us, and congratulations on the success of A Woman in Love.
Thank you so much. Thank you for helping me, because your podcast and your interview and stuff, that's all creating word of mouth. It's really been my whole career has been word of mouth. And then when you do stuff like this, it's getting bigger and bigger, and I really appreciate your support.
Absolutely. And if people want to follow you, where can they follow you? Like on Twitter or MySpace or something?
Yeah, I'm mostly on Facebook. I'm on Facebook. I have a second page. Now the first page is full, but the second page is facebook.com/MaysaLeak. MaysaLeak2, and then my website is mesa.com, and my MySpace site. Everything, all the links are there for you to see everything.
And we'll put it on our site as well. Thank you so much again, and much continued success to you, Mesa.
Thank you so much, honey.
Be sure and check out Mesa.com for her tour schedule this year, and also look out for her brand new video for the single Spend Some Time. I'm Steve Rodriguez for ProgressivePulse.com.
I've been waiting such a long time for a man like you. So baby, spend some time. You may find.